WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of the early career of singer Hank Ballard. Back in the late 50s, Ballard recorded The Twist, before Chubby Checker did. But in the early 50s, still in his teens, Ballard was recording songs that raised eyebrows and rock and roll sales.
According to conventional wisdom, rock and roll was born when white middle-class kids started to buy rhythm and blues records made by then-popular black artists. If that's so, then Hank Ballard must be the father of rock and roll and Annie its mother. Nobody's quite sure who Annie may have been, but we do know about Hank Ballard. He was born in Detroit in 1936 and had his first hit at the ripe old age of 16 with the classic Every Beat of My Heart, a typical subdued ballad in the mold of the Orioles. Like the next few records he sang on, it was released under the name of his group, The Royals, which quickly became a problem. He was on the same label as another better-known and more popular group, the Five Royals, and Ballard's unscrupulous manager had been known to put up posters, inferring that the Five Royals were going to play dates for which the Royals were booked. After a lawsuit, this got straightened out, and the new name became Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. To celebrate the change, they recorded one of the most notorious songs of all time. With Me Annie was pretty strong stuff for 1954, whereas some of the blues singers of the previous generation had cloaked their sexual come-ons in colorful metaphors, Ballard's plea to give me all my meat was pretty upfront. This had two immediate results. The record was completely banned from the radio, and it wound up selling well over a million copies, a sizable number of them to white kids. Ballard must have anticipated this, because just a few months later, he came out with this. But did Annie Had a Baby mean that Hank Ballard had turned into a sexually responsible citizen? Hardly. For one thing, there's no song about him actually marrying Annie. And for another, he completed the famous Annie trilogy of 1954 with this. Maybe or no, it was only Annie's Aunt Fanny that kept Hank from working with poor Annie yet again. Not only were all three of these records banned, but so was this, which was the actual follow-up to Work With Me, Annie. Sexy Ways, like the Annie trilogy, was just too strong for the times. The net result was that Hank Ballard and the Midnighters' career was put on hold for 5 years before they had another hit. But if there's anything teenagers like, it's what's forbidden. And for many mid-50s teens, these were the first black records they'd ever bought. Once you get over the crudeness and hear Ballard's expressive voice and Billy Davis's hot guitar, you might decide this was something you liked and go find more. After all, there were plenty of vocal groups around, and this was their golden age. Still, the legacy of the Annie records shouldn't be discounted. They were the password to the first musical secret society of American teenagers, and among the first underground classics. And 2 years after they were released, far from any black people in Lubbock, Texas, young Buddy Holly recorded his own tribute to Annie.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift. 'Cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. If Annie puts a hair up on her head, paints him lips a bright, bright red, wears that dress that fits real tight, starts staying out till the middle of the night, says that a friend give her a lift. Well, Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. If she acts a little funny, seems a little...
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. Hank Ballard is currently touring with former Midnighter Billy Davis. This is Fresh Air.